Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We are in our operations area where we're constantly getting information and updates on Hurricane Isaias, updates from the aircraft and updating the forecast right here. So here's the latest update. Let's start off with the satellite and really getting our first images from the actual visible. You can see the sun come up and stretch across and seeing the sheer size of this storm. It doesn't look like the typical storm that you would think of with an eye, but the hurricane force winds are there as the hurricane hunters are out there looking at this. So with time, this entire area is going to keep moving through the Bahamas and head towards the Florida coast. And we just updated the forecast a little while ago, and it's very similar to what we've been saying for the last few days, tracking very close to the central portion of the Florida coast on the east coast of Florida. And a couple things to note here. We are showing it to slow down. The wind's still 85 miles an hour, but the movement northwest at 12 miles an hour may still slow down as it makes this turn. They typically slow down as they turn. So with time, this is 2 a.m. on Sunday, 2 a.m. on Monday, 2 a.m. on Tuesday. The closer those bars are together there, the slower the storm. So slowing down and then speeding up as it goes through the Carolinas and up towards the northeast United States. So let's really look a little closer here. It's really important to think about this not just as a point or just a line. This is the tropical storm force winds extending out about 150 miles from the center. That's mainly in your right front quadrant. A little bit of shear, so you're not seeing those winds as much in the southwest quadrant. So as we approach the Florida coast, we have that hurricane warning up where the center of those hurricane force winds get really close to the coast. A little change, a little wiggle, a little wobble, and you can start seeing some of those hurricane force winds easily make it onshore. Either way, tropical storm force winds getting real close where we have some of those watches out for the coastline. So we're going to be watching that real close for those impacts. Really important not to think about just the cone and just that point. It really is important to think about the size. And another graphic to really show that is this. I mean, you can see the sheer size. As this gets closer, you start seeing those tropical storm force winds, start seeing those hurricane force winds, and the other impacts as well. We start talking about storm surge, and we start talking about the rainfall. Be ready by. Start seeing those arrival of those tropical storm force winds starting in the upper Florida Keys, South Florida tonight. And that's why we say preparations need to be wrapped up today for South Florida, because it's just too dangerous to be outside with plywood, too dangerous to be outside preparing for this in those winds. So today for South Florida, into tomorrow for the northern part of Florida, and then for Georgia, South Carolina on Monday, Tuesday, and into Wednesday for portions of the Northeast U.S. You start seeing those winds, you start seeing those impacts from the rain and also the elevated tides. Let's look at those forecasts for the thinking about the storm surge. There's 2 to 4 feet. So it's dangerous along your barrier islands, on the other side of the barrier islands where the water gets trapped in there. Some areas could see 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So listen to those local officials. If they tell you to get out of some of those areas, definitely listen to them. And you can see Palm Coast, Titusville, those are some of the areas that you can see that. And finally, the rainfall. Some areas could get 2 to 4 inches of rain. That right there could cause some street flooding and some problems. Be real careful. And the other part of it, a little wiggle, a little wobble, we always talk about it. And some of these higher values of 4 to 6 inches could easily make their way onshore. So this is the latest information we have on Hurricane Isaias from the National Hurricane Center.